If you have your Bible, turn to the 62nd Psalm. The 62nd Psalm. Verse number 1. The Bible says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Verse number 11 said, "God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto Thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for Thou renderest to every man according to his work." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, a march to victory. A march to victory. As we look at this and we see the psalmist, he knows where his power comes from. He knows where his strength is. Today, church, if there's ever been a time that we know where our power comes from and where our strength is, we need to know it now. You say, "Well, preacher, we know God." I'm not saying to have an idea. I'm saying that we know where our power and our strength comes from. That our power and our strength lieth in the Lord, and we can count on Him, and we can tap into that resource, and we can get help from God anytime we need it, because He has it all the time. Amen. Now I want to say, as we look at this world in which we live in, I know a lot of supplies are in short demand. We don't see it as much around here, but in some of the bigger cities and metropolitans, there's a run on things, and store shelves are just almost bare and empty. Amen. But I want to say, I got to thinking on that. Our God's, His storehouse is never bare nor empty. Amen. God has an abundance of supply. And when we put our faith and trust in Him, and I want to say we're coming to the time, Brother Robert, that we're going to have to bear down, and we're going to have to trust in the Lord, and we're going to ask Him for what we need, and we're going to have to trust Him to supply that need. I talked to some folks the other day as we're winding this thing down, heading down toward the last days in the dispensation of grace. It'll be a time that we'll need to depend on each other. There's going to be a time maybe that we don't have all that we might need, but a brother and sister might be able to supply that need. You know, well, you're saying, Pastor Jeff, I'm saying now's not the time to be making enemies. Hello? Now's the time that we ought to be making friends. Amen. We ought to be drawing together, praise God, helping one another, loving on each other, praise God, because time's coming when we're going to need each other. As we march on, praise God, I want to say we can march on to victory. Victory's just right ahead. The finish line's almost inside, praise God. And as God helps us today, as the psalmist said, we know in whom we believe. A soul's waiting on the Lord. We're waiting to be taken out of here. We're waiting for a trumpet, a shout and a trumpet, praise God, and to come up hither, and we're going to lose gravitation, and we're going to go to glory any minute. Any day. Are you expecting the Lord to come? Amen. Amen. Hey, I didn't figure He'd tarry this long. Of course, the Bible says He'll come, He will not tarry. When it's time, praise God, He's coming. Amen. Amen. It blessed my heart when we was talking to the little fellow over in Israel, and he said yesterday had those two earthquakes, praise God, and they're looking for another big one. And he was talking about when the Lord come back and His feet hit the Mount of Olives and it cleaves in the midst, praise God. When Jesus comes, Lord God, there's going to be an earth-shaking experience. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how do you know that?" Because, praise God, hey, just the night He come to my heart, praise God, in Oakland, Maryland, in 1976, it was an earthquake, an earth-shaking experience. Amen. Praise God, it moved me from here to yonder. And I ain't never got over it. I ain't ever wanted to. Because God Almighty come to where I was. He said, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. Where do we get salvation from? Salvation's from the Lord. If we're going to have anything and get anything, it's going to come from God. Amen. That's just the way it is. That's the way God designed it to be. And church, listen to me. God has everything. If we have a need, we just need to ask Him. We need to go to God continually. Amen. Every day, all day. Asking God to help us, asking God to watch over us, asking God to help us protect us as we travel. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got good sense. You get on the road today and you don't ask God to be with you. Ain't crazy people out there. Amen? They run over you in a heartbeat. But if we ask God to watch over, we know that God knows. God can. Praise His name. He said, He only is my rock and my salvation. There ain't no other. I've done figured out, Brother Billy, ain't nothing like Jesus. He is my rock. Praise God. I march on towards victory, praise God. I'm marching on with Him. I don't want to leave Him behind, praise God. Praise God, but I want to march on with Him. And I want to march in step with God. I want God to lead me and guide me and show me the path, praise God, so I don't stray from it. Amen. That narrow way, praise God, it's a good way. It's not always the easiest way, but it's a Godward way. It'll get you to your destination of hope and peace and joy in the Lord. Amen. You can count it. You can take that to the bank. Amen. Praise God. He said He is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. Amen. Praise God. We got all this going on in the world today. Got COVID running rampant, pestilence. Amen. A pandemic. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven is our defense. He said, not put on us more than we could bear, but with it He'd make a way of escape. And it's time we just got to crying out and said, Jesus, 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 we need You to help us. You need to comfort our hearts. We need You to walk with us and talk with us. Lead, guide, and direct us and show us how much You love us. Amen. Have you ever thought about how much Jesus loves you? You say, well, preacher, I don't know if He'd answer that prayer. Praise God, He will if we ask. Reason He can't answer prayers, we ain't asking. We get to asking God to help us, to show us, to give us some guidance, some leadership. Praise God, God will show up. He'll do His part. We done said He has everything. And the Bible says there's nothing impossible. He said, but man, with man, it's impossible. Pray God, with God, nothing is impossible. Amen. He's able to do all things. Praise His holy name. He said, I shall not be greatly moved. Praise the Lord. The old devil may try to bump you off track one way or another. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven with us tonight, youngins. If we'll stay with Him, I said, if we'll stay with Him, praise God, He'll keep us on track. He'll love us. He'll hold us. Praise be to God. He'll keep us where He can guide us and lead us, where He can be an ever-present help to you and I. That's His goal. That's what He wants to do. Praise the Lord. But He says in verse 11, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. You say, preacher, I don't know, this march of victory sometimes gets pretty hard. Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult. Amen. Nobody ever told you it would be easy. Amen. Have you ever noticed that most time things that's real easy are not really worth it? But when you have to put some effort into it, when you have to work out a little bit, praise God, when you have to put some meat into the game, praise God, it makes all the difference. Amen. When we begin to seek direction, we begin to get guidance from God, when we begin to put ourselves into it, we begin to turn ourselves over to Him, praise God, He begins to make the difference. He said, God has spoken once, twice, have I heard this? Now David is saying, listen, he said twice God spoken. He said twice I've heard this. He said that power belongeth to God. So where does power come from? It comes, well, preacher, down there on the river, they got this water turbine, and that water flows through that thing, and out the other end comes out electricity. And that's where power comes. Let me tell you where power, the ultimate power comes from. The power comes from God. Amen. If you're seeking power anywhere else, praise God, you're looking at the wrong source. See, what's happening, most people's looking at that turbine. They're looking at some nuclear plant. They're looking at some other thing. But true power comes from God. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says power belongeth to God. You say, preacher, well, how do I get that power, praise God? You ever thought about praying for it? Asking God for power? For glory? Hallelujah. Somebody will just jump up, take a spell. Amen. Asking God to give you strength, praise God, from above. Amen. Praise God. Look at Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 7. Now I want you to notice something here. Matthew 7 and 7, this is in red writing. What does that mean? Who said this?
Jesus.
Now we said something, we asked the question Sunday morning, can Jesus lie? No, Jesus can't. Mia knows that. Said, no, Papa, Jesus can't lie. Jesus will tell you the truth. The Bible says this in Matthew 7 and 7. He said, ask, comma, and it shall be given you. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do I get anything? Praise God, you ask for it. Hello? If we want to get, why? Because the Bible says that all things, power belongeth unto God. You know what this represents? I got to thinking about this. Why have I had me a spouse? I have a lot of them. Amen. I got to think about this. It says that power belongeth to God. So, Brother Billy, what I can see is I can see God at the throne room of grace, and I can see Him standing there, praise God, with power in both hands. Amen. The power, praise God, to do anything in our life that's needed. The power to overcome any challenges that we face, any obstacles that comes against us, praise God. God says, I have the power. The power is in His hands. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He holds the power. Amen. God holds, He holds out His hands full of power to me and you. Amen. If we'll just ask Him. He said, ask and it shall be what? Given to who? You. He said, ask. You know, if we need anything, Brother Robert, you know what the Bible says to do? He said, ask God. He said, all the power that we need. What we need is power of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and the love of God to get us through every situation that we face in this world. And God present us to Himself at the finish line, praise God, and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because we stop long enough to ask God for some power. Amen? Praise the Lord. Said, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Look at verse number 11 now. He said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more, amen, notice that word, how much more shall your heavenly Father, your Father which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him. You know why we're not getting good things from God? You know why we're not seeing the blessings that we used to get? Because we're not asking God for them. Amen. And old folks, old timers, praise God, they used to pray and seek God's face and everything. My Granny Massey, praise God, she wouldn't plant a hill of beans, praise God, till she asked God's blessing on it. She said, well, preacher, I'll throw them there in the ground and come back harvest. I'll say, Lord, ain't nothing there yet. What are you going to do? Amen. When she would plant them beans, praise God, in the spring, she would ask God to bless them. She would ask God's hand to be upon them, praise God. You know what happened? My granny, praise God, she growed some of the best stuff I ever seen. Amen. Praise God, she'd give me a little old hoe that the handles broke out of, and she'd give that to me to help her, and I'd go down there chopping off more than I helped, but praise God, she'd come along behind me and fix me, patch up those little old plants I'd knock down, praise God, and she'd pray and ask God's blessing upon it, God would move upon it, praise God, no matter how much I damaged it, praise the Lord, she'd done ask God, and God was taking care of Granny. Amen. You know what's wrong? There ain't many grannies today. Papa, praise God, praying, asking God to help them, assist them, give them that, praise God. We're going to starve to death one of these days, praise God, because we ain't asking God for nothing. Amen? Amen, praise God. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying the poverty and the lack of power, praise God, in many Christians today, average Christians, is poverty, no power, because we're not asking God. Amen? James said, James chapter 4, verse 22, he said, yet you have not because you ask not. He said, preacher, I don't understand why we can't have the power. How can't have what we used to have? Because we're not asking for it. Amen? I tell you what's happened in America. We've become so lazy, Amen. That we're too lazy. We wouldn't even get no education if it didn't come on TV. Amen. Say amen on me. Amen. Pray God. Hey, listen, and heaven forbid we pick up our Bible and read it a time or two a week. Get help from God. So we'd know what to ask for as we ought. Amen. I'm talking about marching to victory, praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, how do we get there? By asking the Lord. Coming out of the poverty. Amen. Asking ourselves a question. We wonder in ourselves day. Amen. Why do we make such poor progress in our Christian life? Amen. Why aren't we succeeding like we ought to? And I'll tell you why. Because of the neglect of prayer. Not praying like we ought to. Amen. Seeking God's face. Talking to the Lord every day. You know, I figured out that when I talk to the Lord about everything, the Lord works in all things. Amen. And the things I'm really serious about, you say, well, preacher, I can't believe you said that. If you're going to pray, you ought to pray serious. Praise God. Yeah, but they serious and they real serious. When you have a burden on your heart, you have a desire to see God moving. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm not when you're marching for victory, praise God, looking for a prize on the other side. Praise God, praying to win. We don't because we neglect to pray like we ought to. Praise God. We don't come to Him because He said we have not because we ask not. We don't get it because we're not asking for it. Amen? It's time that the church begin to ask. I'd like to see Holy Ghost revivals take off. Amen? But praise God, I just wonder how much time we spend, how many times we ask God for it. Say, Lord, revive. You know where revival starts? It starts with us. It starts with me and you. And if we pray, we ask God to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from unrighteousness, praise God, fill us with His Spirit, praise God, revival will break out in you. Amen? And the next thing you know, revival broke out in you, and revival will break out in you, and know what happened? Revival will break out in here. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, they said, well, preacher, I'd like to have a revival, but with this COVID going on, I don't reckon we can have. I thought, son, you crippled too high for crutches. Amen. How in the world could COVID keep you from having revival? Amen. That's where it starts. Praise the Lord. Marching on to victory, praise God. Having revival in your heart, praise God, because you've asked God for it. Amen. He said, ask and you shall receive. Praise God. Ask. Man, the reason we don't have power is because we don't ask. Amen. Why is our ministries, amen, not fruitful? You say, well, preacher, I don't really have a ministry. Well, let me just tell you something. I thought about this all day. See, people all the time say, well, preacher, I don't really have a ministry. Praise God, it's time you got one. Amen. He said, well, preacher, what can I do? I tell you what to do. You see me after church, and I'll give you a big stack of tracts. And you put two or three of them in your pocket, and everywhere you go, you find somebody, just give them one. Amen. All you got to do is just hand them one. Say, here, let me give you something to read. Go on about your business. You say, what are you doing? And you put the Word of God in their hand, praise God. That can be a ministry for you. A lot of times the old devil come along and say, well, you know, little old you can't do nothing. Let me tell you what you can do. You can take a handful of tracts. You can pray over them. Ask God to bless them. Praise God. Put them in somebody's hand. It'll get them a thinking. They'll turn up down at some old-fashioned Holy Ghost Bible-believing church, and they'll get born again. Amen. Praise God. Marching on to victory, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Believe in what God said. Do you know why we don't have a fruitful ministry? Because of neglect of prayer. Amen. We're not praying like we ought to. But God said, praise God. He said, listen. He said, okay, we don't ask for that ministry. God won't bless us. But we ask God, say, Lord, this little ministry of God, I won't put a track in somebody's hand. I won't see people learn of you. And boy, God will bless you. And you'll be surprised how many people God put in your path. They'll come up and shake your hand, praise God, and you can slap a track in it. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, praise the Lord. Yeah, well, why? Because God, the march of victory, God's provision is in it. He said God's already, the Word tells us here that God's already provided for the ministry. Amen. His infinite power is there to be had. Praise God. For who? He's standing out there with both hands full, ready to pass it out to all who will ask. Amen. Got you wondering about yourself now, don't we? God's already pulled your chain and said, hey, listen. Amen. He's telling you the truth. He said, I've got a whole bunch of goodies for you if you'll just ask me. Amen. He said, I got both hands full, pray God, ready to give to you. Ain't that what he says? Amen. Ask and it shall be given you. God's there, both hands full. He said, faithful Father, just ask me. Come on, ask me. Come on, ask me. I've got it. I've got everything you'll ever need. Just ask me. Amen. He's wanting to give it to us. But we got to want it, praise God. To all who will ask, and it shall be given you. Amen. It's a Godward thing. It comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If you look over in Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 11, in verse number 9, the Bible says this. Now, I got the thing about Dr. Luke. Luke was a doctor. He was a physician. And if a man could get anything physically, I'm talking about by putting forth effort, by working to get it, amen, Luke, Dr. Luke, ought to know what man was capable of. But he prints down here the words of God, the word of our Savior. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 9, he says this, and I say unto you, amen, this Jesus speaking, he's quoting the Lord. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And when we take them tracks out, if you ask the Lord, amen, he'll open that door when you get there so you can pass them out. You may take 10 or 12 with you. Praise God. The Lord may let you pass them all out one time. Amen. Wouldn't it be amazing? And praise God, the next thing you know, you come into church on Sunday morning or maybe a couple Sundays later, and there's four or five of those people come in the door. On our tracks, address for this place is on the track. Amen. Where they come get some help from the Lord. Wouldn't it be an amazing thing, praise God, if you see them start trickling in, coming to find them a place in the Lord's house. He said, if everyone that asketh receiveth, and him that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. So he said, whoever asks receives. So the reason we're not receiving, James says, because we're not asking. Amen. In other words, we need to be praying. We need to be asking God. Praise the Lord. The first Christians had tremendous power because of prayer, because they would ask of the Lord. Remember those two disciples, praise God, Peter and John? They had a tremendous amount of power with God because they had a tremendous prayer life. Amen. They also, hey, listen now, they also had a tremendous opposition in this world. They ain't many of us been bound up and beaten. Ain't many of us been thrown in prison for telling somebody about Jesus. These old boys were. Amen. But they had tremendous power that even overcome all those obstacles. I thought about that today in Acts. The Bible says the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2 and 47. Amen. Because of the tremendous power they had from the Lord. Because they asked God for that power. They recognized, they desired that power from God. And God blessed them with it. Amen. He said, howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Acts 4 and 4. Amen. A tremendous power from God because they asked for it. You know why we don't have power of God? Because we're not asking for it. You know what's really sad? We're afraid that if we ask God for power, if we ask God for anything from Him, that we'll have to do something with it. Hello? In other words, we might have to come out of our comfort zone just a little bit to do something for Jesus. And we don't really want to do that. Pastor, would you go? Sunday school teacher, would you go? But what about us? Lord, we ask, Lord, would you send me? Lord, would you give me courage? Would you give me strength? Would you give me your power? Praise God. He's here with it in both hands wanting to give it to you. Praise God. We ask Him for it. He'll give it to us that we can go to. Amen. Praise God. Fill the pews up. People shouting, praising God, giving Him glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said believers were the more added to the Lord multitudes, both of men and women. Acts 5:14. Why? Because they had power with God because they asked for it. They asked God for power. And God manifested His power in them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. We see the manifestation of that. We see the explanation of the power that they had. There's a reason, Justin, for the power that they had. The reason was, praise God, that they got a hold of God and they asked Him for something, praise God, and He liberally poured it out. Amen. And when He pours it out, praise God, He pours out enough till it runs over and they can't receive it all. And it runs out and it runs over unto others, praise God, and they begin to get in on it too. Amen, praise God. But the explanation that we see, God, the power that they had, the irresistible power that they had, and it was irresistible power. When they preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, people couldn't resist it. Amen. They may have tried to make excuses. They may have hummed around, but praise God, the power of God was on them. And the Bible tells us why in Acts 6:4. They said this. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Amen. Praise God. It said, in other words, they say, listen, this thing ain't working out like we want it to, like God wants it to. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Praise God, we're going to give ourselves continually to praying. Amen. To seeking God's face and ministering the Word of God. Amen. In other words, they said, there's some situations that ain't being taken care of. Amen. So we're going to appoint some fellas to look over that. And then we're going to do business with God. And we're going to ask God to just empty His hands on us. We're going to ask God, praise God, believing He'll just pour out that He has. He's going to give it into a beneficial abundance, praise God, to each and every one so that nobody, well, glory, hallelujah, somebody will jump up and take a spell. That's that nobody will be left out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about marching on to victory, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Asking God for what we need, explanation of, praise God, of irresistible power of God is in asking Him, believing, praying, praise God, without ceasing. They said they're going to be praying continually. Amen. So, Lord, You got what we need. You know, a lot of times we think, well, God pour out a little handful on purpose. And boy, that's a good thing. Amen. I like it when He pours out a little handful on purpose. But these old boys wasn't looking at a little handful on purpose. They was looking for God through continual prayer and seeking God's face and the ministry of the Word for God just to pour out and keep pouring out and keep pouring out and people getting overwhelmed and flooded over, praise God, by the grace and the mercy of God. As the psalmist would say, the power belongeth unto God. It's all His. Amen. But He has it to give out to us. He's there with both hands full of power today. And He said that all we have to do to get it is to ask Him. Amen. The secret of the fullness of power of life, praise God, in service to God. The Bible says that they continued. Acts 2:42 said they continued steadfastly in prayer. I believe that made the difference. They continued steadfastly. Amen. It talks about the apostles' doctrines, but I think the main thing was the prayer. They continued steadfastly. In other words, they never sacrificed their prayer life. Youngins, we need to start figuring out a way that we can take some time every day and pray. Every one of us in this room has objects. There's every one of us here to have things that we're needful of. Whether it be a help for us so we can live right, walk right, talk right, act right, or whether it's that we'd see our children, our loved ones, our brother and sister, our mother and sister, our grandmas and papa, pray, saved by the marvelous grace of God. We all have objects. And if we'll ask the Lord, praise God, to march on to victory, pray God, with the presence of the Lord, in power and supplication, praise God, looking for God Almighty to hear and answer our prayer. He's got both hands full and He wants to pour out on you and me. How do we know this is true? How do you know? Well, Pastor Jeff, you said it, praise God, and we believe it. Amen. Listen to me. I didn't say it. I'm just a messenger. God said it through Jesus' Son. Amen. God said it Himself, and then God said it through His Son, praise God. That tells me it must be right. Amen. So He says, in order to march on to victory, power of prayer, praise God. Believing that the power, all power. Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. All power belongeth to God. So I got it in my hands. Amen. All the power that you and I will ever need. You say, preacher, how do we get it? Have you missed the whole message? Let me start over. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Amen. If we want power of God tonight, youngins, we're going to have to get on our face. Number one, we're going to have to ask God to forgive us our own sinfulness. Amen. Ask God. We're going to have to repent. That means we ask God to forgive us of our sin and we abandon that sin. That's repentance. And we turn away from it and we go a different direction with the help of the Lord and we stay on our face continually. Just say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, would you give me of your power? When you get the power of God in your life, the power that would influence you to do wrong in everything else as well, pray God, God will get out of the way because it can't stand in the power of God. Amen. Would you like to have your life changed forever? Ask God. Ask God to help you in prayer. Continue. March on to victory with the power of God, the power that belongs to Him. He said, if you'll ask me, I'll give it to you. And you know the amazing thing about that? It don't cost you a dime. Maybe just a little time. Just a little time. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if you had to work and labor for it in order to attain to it, we'd get an extra job, Brother Robert. We'd get an extra job, work extra, praise God, to try to have the power of God in our lives. If I told you, you know what, Brother Junior, if you'll get you a job, if you can come up with $10,000, God's going to give you His power. He's going to manifest His power on you. Amen. Most of the world, praise God, be out there trying to find that second, third job, get that $10,000. But God Almighty, who has all power, has all the strength, praise God, He said, I've got both hands full. I got more, praise God, than you could ever load up. He said, let me just pour it out. He said, just ask me. And I'll give it to you. Amen. Listen, church, it's time that we ask God for power. Amen. The manifestation of the power of God in our life. We're running out of time. The Bible says redeeming the time, for the days are definitely evil. Amen. Wicked times that we're living in. But if we'll get on our face, if we'll ask God sincerely, continually, amen, He's got that power in His hand. He said, I'll give it to you. And you'll have power too. Amen. The power of God in your life. It's that simple.